Welcome to another episode of the Unpinned Podcast. I am the host, Pinterest manager, and content creator, Fenley, and I can't wait to share everything with you today. So let's get started. Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of the Unpinned Podcast. I am so happy to be here today, and I just want to do take a quick moment to actually apologize to all of you because I have been MIA for the past couple of weeks and I really didn't mean to. Last week was my birthday, and the time before that, I have been noticing that I have been struggling to get these podcast episodes out every Thursday. So I had to take the step back and reevaluate what I needed to do in order to, you know, get these episodes out, or what I needed to shift. And apparently I realized that Wednesdays are the better days for me to do my podcast. So I got my shit together and I have scheduled it out to be done on Wednesdays now. And of course, last week, my birthday, it was chaotic and I do apologize, but I am here now and I am so happy to be doing this episode today. So just before I jumped on, I was actually working on my social media posts and I received a question in my DM. I realized that in the moment that this question was asked, that it was actually a common question I do get asked a lot, aside from another question I'm actually going to share with you guys today. So I decided, instead of only just answering this one question to this one person, I wanted to jump on here and discuss and share it with you all. So here's my answers to the first question. So the first question I got asked, which slid into my DM, was, why don't I use Pinterest to market myself as a Pinterest manager to gain clients? Great question, by the way. There are a couple of reasons why I don't use my Pinterest business account anymore to market my Pinterest management services. And I know that the answer I'm about to give to you sounds really weird and possibly ironic, but I'm going to say it anyway. My clients aren't there. And you're probably thinking, what? I thought you said that there wasn't a business that couldn't market themselves on Pinterest, which is still true. But the particular clients I am looking for to, you know, help are the ones that really don't know how to use Pinterest, what Pinterest is for, or that they can even use Pinterest for their business. So unfortunately, that means that most of my clientele is hanging out on social media, Facebook and Instagram. So if you're thinking about, you know, these people, they won't typically use the Pinterest search bar to find help for Pinterest. They will most likely refer back to what they know how to use, which is, of course, social media. And mostly everybody understands how social media works. So it has, you know, become a resource for finding people who are experts in their field of expertise or certain kind of products. And other times, you know, people are using Google to help them find their answers, which is okay. It's totally fine. But it just goes to show where my clients truly are. And to give this more of a solid backing, I am part of a Pinterest VA community, or virtual assistant community. And in there is a successful, very successful woman. And I asked her outright why she doesn't use Pinterest to market her services. And she stated two reasons. One was because clients who need her help aren't there. And the other one is because she has so many clients that she just doesn't have time to maintain her own, which is pretty understandable, you guys, right? So you're also probably thinking, well, what about the other people who are already on Pinterest but still need your help? God to honest you, that I have thought about it. And like, I did my research on this because I really did think about it. And I did think about it and I researched it. And unfortunately, it's just not viable. I can put the information out there like I am for social media, but there just aren't very many people searching for it on a weekly or even monthly basis. So after my research, I just came to the conclusion that those people are probably on social media too, because they are going back to that comfortable space and know how to seek out the help that they are searching for. And many would see this as an opportunity to top the charts, but you know, you can't do that if no one is really searching or interested in it. The other question that I have been getting asked a lot lately as well is, why did I become a Pinterest manager? So I'm going to try and make this story as short as I can. But many years ago, I used to work for an independent social media consulting agency. I loved doing the graphic design, scheduling out the posts and everything, you name it. I apparently had a natural knack for doing this kind of work, and it really did spark the desire for me to one day have my own business. I was very happy until one day I was forced to leave because of living expenses. I wasn't making enough money, and I had to get a 9-to-5 job in order to keep up with my bills. And I'm not gonna lie, but I really hated my job. And despite that fact, I still gave it 120% every day. I didn't hate my job on purpose, but it just became that way because I don't know why. It just became that way, and I just continuously put up with it because at the time I accepted having that job as part of my reality. There was a lot of stress involved with my job, and it was a lot of never-ending work. But I still refused to quit. Like, I didn't want to quit at all. And my body decided that enough was enough, and if I wasn't going to make a healthy choice for myself, then it was going to do it for me. So then my body just started doing things it never did before, and it started giving me a very hard time where I couldn't function and I was having a hard time just trying to get through my day. And I suffered for a really long time until I finally resigned from my job. I did go 6 months unemployed, and you know, for me to be able to return back to normal. And during that time, I noticed that the Pinterest course that I had purchased a couple years back was still there. So I started to go through the course, and I believe I could do it, but there were other things that got in the way at that time again. I believe I was getting married at around that time, so that's probably the reason why. And I got another 9-to-5 job where I thought I would be okay, because I was told it was less stressful and it was gonna be great, and it was a, you know, nice work environment. But my body came up at the second year point where it said, we're going to go down the same path as before. So that in that moment, I decided to put my foot down and start my own business like I wanted to back then. And so I resigned from my last job and I never looked back. And I really was determined on wanting to help other businesses be on Pinterest. So when I get asked why I became a Pinterest manager or why I chose Pinterest, it is because I wanted to specialize in something that not many people knew about or understood. And Pinterest was that thing. I wanted to help businesses, and I felt like Pinterest offered an alternative away from the social media gig, right? I get asked a ton of questions about Pinterest, right? After they ask me those questions, they get to ask the ton of other questions about Pinterest, on how it works and what they can do and so on and so forth. And because I'm so open, I give away the answers and I give them the tools that they can use to achieve their goals. And then there are some people who are concerned and they're like, well, I'm just giving away the answers when I could bundle it up and sell it and make money. But to me, that was not the point. That wasn't the reason why I started. I wanted to help. And I do get that I need to make a living off of what I know and share. But what's the point in wanting to help if it's going to be a game of what's in it for me, or what do I get out of sharing my knowledge? So that is my reasons why I do what I do and why I don't do those things, if that makes sense. But, excuse me. Sorry, I had to clear my throat. So I really do appreciate all of the questions I do get asked because it really does make me stop and think about things. So I really do appreciate the person who DM'd me this question. If you do happen to have any other questions that you would like for me to discuss on this podcast, please feel free to DM me, message me, or comment on the post or however you want to get in touch with me and ask me the question, and I'll be more than happy to put it on there. I do want to do a quick share. So I had quite a few goals this year, and one of them, I'm pretty sure I shared with you guys what they were. One of them was to start my newsletter, which I did, and it's on its third issue this month, going on its fourth one next month. And I wanted to create a VIP package for Pinterest, and I did that. I launched it this month, and I'm so happy that I was able to get it off the ground and on my website and everything, all the details. And the third thing I really wanted to tackle this year was getting a course on Pinterest. So, or teaching a course on Pinterest. Oh my God, getting one. I'm teaching one. So, I am going to be calling it Crash Course on Pinterest. People are telling me that I should add my name to it. Some people are saying that it should be called Fenley's Crash Course on Pinterest. I'm not quite sure what kind of name I'm going to settle on, but if you want to have a say in it, let me know. DM me, comment, however you want to contact me and tell me how you feel about it. And I currently have the topics up, but if you do happen to have any kind of content or information that you would like to have covered inside of the course, I'll be more than happy to include it. Message me, DM me, however you want to get in touch with me. So sorry, I don't know if you heard that. My neighbors are like stomping around. However you want to get that to me, do it, and I'll be more than happy to include it in my course and talk about it. So I am really wanting to do the first set live at least, and then do the rest on an automated thing. And if I plan on doing it live again, I will let you know. But I really did want to dip my toes into the water and see how it would be doing a live teaching for Pinterest. And yeah, that's pretty much it. Thank you so much for listening today. I really do appreciate it. If you have any questions, again, drop it in my DM or comments. I'll be more than happy to answer them. Also, I really do appreciate all of you who has been listening to me so far. I really do appreciate the love and support that you show. Thank you so much, and I hope you all have a wonderful day, and until next week, take care. Bye. Thank you so much for tuning in today. I know you learned something, so share it with others. And if you would like to connect with me through social media, all of my links are in the description below, where you can also sign up for my newsletter. You can even message me with all of your questions. I'm always here if you need me. So until next time, keep pinning.